everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 6:33, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Back from Vegas, alive and kicking. Well, alive, I wouldn't say kicking. Obviously, we got a ton of stuff going on. Just make sure you keep checking out the website. Stay posted on our social medias, all the good stuff. Tomorrow, we are playing hooky. Mm-hmm. We're going out with the Clearwater Meats fellas, and we are going to be doing some ice fishing.
Doing some fishing.
Broadcasting live from the ice. We're going to tell you all about that and just what we have planned. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. Right now, though, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. The February 20th concert by Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators at the Eventium Apollo in London was filmed for future release. So that'll be a concert film coming out very soon. I always like those live concert films. Mm-hmm. You get to see it. You get to experience
it. It's like you're there, man.
It's like you're there, man. Duff McKagan released a lyric video for his new solo single, Tenderness. It's the first track from the Guns N' Roses bassist's next solo album, which is due out in early summer. And speaking of Guns N' Roses and Duff, Duff has now echoed what Slash and Guns N' Roses' other guitarist, Richard Fortus, said about Axl writing new songs for a possible GNR album.
Well,
woo, Skip! Speaking to Eddie Trunk on SiriusXM, Duff says, quote, I heard some new material and there's been some jams going around and that's the next step for us for the GNR thing. Really cool stuff he'd been working on, so I'm excited about the possibilities with that. He continued by saying, but the fun part and the cool part about Guns N' Roses is we don't really talk about it and what happens next is just what happens. It's never been that band that there's a direct schedule of how we do things, obviously. Should this result in an album, it will be the first since 2008's Chinese Democracy. You remember that terrible pile of garbage. And the first with Duff and Slash since 1993's The Spaghetti Incident.
Let's get some of that old school GNR sound.
Oh, Scoo!
You know?
I am very excited about this. Obviously, with Guns N' Roses coming back together, if we could just get Izzy back, you know, obviously Izzy hasn't done anything with the band since, I believe, 1992. But now having Duff, having Slash, Adler comes by and drums every once in a while. I'm sure he'd probably pop in the studio, maybe featured on a couple tracks. He made a couple appearances at some of the Guns N' Roses reunion shows. If this is an actual legit Guns N' Roses album, something that we can say it's Slash, it's Duff, it's Axl, it'd be insane.
Be epic.
And then another huge tour. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime, ever.
They should come and play here in Southwest Michigan.
Right here.
In the studio.
In the studio. We're going to get them all here. I interviewed Slash one time years ago, and he's just an awesome guy. Like, you almost don't even comprehend that you're having an out-of-body experience because it's a guitar guy.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure if I know what he looks like.
No one does.
He's got round sunglasses and a top hat and curly hair. That's all I know.
And no one actually knows what his face looks like. He was born with that hair and that hat. No.
You know?
No, you'd be like, that's Slash. I'm excited. The fact that we're talking about new Guns N' Roses is I think, something that none of us really expect, especially with the original lineup. So there you go. That's your rock news. We'll be back.